What's going on, Tatro Radio listeners? Welcome back to another episode. This is Joseph from Team Tatro, and today I have another call-in clip for you guys. So if you are a subscriber to Tatro's YouTube channel, you probably saw that he started a series about music theory last week on Monday, and it was kind of a series to make music theory a little bit simpler and more accessible and just kind of explain it in an easier way for people who aren't really looking to get super deep into it. And I think this conversation kind of goes along with that idea, where the caller calls in and kind of asks if for their music production, if they really need to learn sheet music or if they can kind of just learn to play piano in the DAW. So I thought it would be a helpful little clip for anybody who's considering learning or improving their keyboard playing piano skills as a music producer. But before we get into it, remember that the Haze sample pack just came out last week. I'm going to put the link in the description down below. But if you become a member at the VIP tier or above, you will be able to receive the Haze sample pack for free. And also, you can get one track of yours reviewed by Tatro with feedback every month on the live track review streams. So check out the perks of becoming a member. But that's all I got for you right now. Let's get into the question.
For someone who's starting in piano, my question is going to be, what is the big difference between learning sheet music and learning this stuff in the DAW? And what is it like when you're trying to, like, I don't know how to put into words, like, so when you decide to take your career to the next level and you're going to be performing and stuff, what determines whether you're going to be playing your piano live or not? And how does that shake hands with this type of style, if that makes sense? Like, I don't know. That's as clear as I could ask that question.
Do you want to be shredding on the piano? Like, I don't even know. Do you want to be shredding on classical pieces, or do you basically want to be accompanying yourself to be able to play your own tunes live? That's my question for you.
I feel like both, like, that's a really good question, but I feel like both of them make the voice less important. And this is something that I've really been touching on recently over the past couple of days. I've been going back and forth with my dad with it. Sorry to get all deep.
Okay. No, it's fine.
But my dad is classically trained, and he was just telling me a lot about, you know, being classically trained and sight reading and stuff. But I'm more of going, if I were to compare it, I would say I really like the Post Malone style, how he's kind of melodically rapping out loud.
Totally.
And he comes from a rock background, and I know he could play guitar, but you don't see him always playing guitar, you know?
So yeah, I think at the end of the day, do you want to be like a person that's known for being a pianist, or do you want to be a person like an artist? Like that, like exactly what you just described with Post Malone. Like, if I talk about Post Malone, I'm not saying Post Malone is the best guitarist I've ever seen, but I might see Post Malone playing guitar, and I might like just notice that he's accompanying himself playing guitar. Now, when Post Malone plays like power chords and he's playing with himself, like that's super achievable. Like that's achievable for anybody that wants to be a songwriter or learn an instrument. Same thing with keyboard. Like if you just want to play chords and play your tunes because you want to do a live situation, that's totally achievable for you as well. Like, I don't think you need to go learn a bunch of sheet music. I don't think you need to be classically trained. I think you should learn some progressions of the music that your style sort of emulates and go from there. And you're going to learn a lot from learning that music, but do it in a diligent way where you learn these chord progressions, you understand this music, the style that you want to make, and you think about how you're applying it to your own music. Don't just learn a Post Malone song in a bubble. You know what I mean? Like, learn a Post Malone song and think about it in relation to all the other music you're hearing and all the other music you're making. And when you can play along with all that stuff, like, that's enough. But also don't overthink this either. Like, make the music you want to make and then think about the live show. Because maybe you're not going to play keyboard for yourself live all the time, just like you said with Post Malone. Maybe you're going to just sing on some of the tunes, whatever it may be. But learning keyboard, I will say, will absolutely help improve your production skills, because you'll be able to do stuff way faster. You've got the Novation keyboard, so you should definitely learn some basic keyboarding for sure. I don't think you need to go as far as to learn classically. That's my take. I don't think that's practical, because what are you going to do? Go to go to piano lessons once a week and then practice for X amount of hours a week. That's not going to help you get closer to your goal. That's just going to take up your time. Sure, you'll learn a valuable skill, but the amount you'll be able to apply to your current music will not be that much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for acknowledging that, because like, oh my gosh, dude, like you're spot on with it. So when I don't want to make it sound like, oh, I'm at some super high level or something, but so when it comes to like studio sessions and me being experienced with studios, I used to buy beats. Now I'm making this stuff, you
That's
know,
awesome.
By hand.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, so this is all like, for me, honestly, I feel like it's a like sluggish to me because I'm making a whole beat.
But does it feel good? Does it feel better making your own beat versus buying the beats? Does it feel better?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you need to know. Like, if that makes you feel better and that makes you feel like more happy as an artist, that's all that matters. Who cares if it's slower? You're going to get faster. You know, the more that you do it, you're going to get faster. So yes, of course it's slow at first. You just started doing it, but you're going to get faster at it and it's making you happier. So think about how much happier you're going to be when you get even better at this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like,
and you don't have to wall yourself. And it's both. You don't have to wall yourself off. If you maybe collaborate with some producer who made this fire beat, maybe you can add a little something to it, but maybe you don't have to make every single track of yours from scratch, because maybe it's both. But if you are really loving this, like making your own instrumentals and stuff, dive head first into that, because you're going to get better over time the more you get into it. And it's going to be fire. Just keep going.
For sure.
Happiness right, yeah, over everything. Happiness over everything. That's the bottom line.
And that is it for today. I hope that was helpful for people. I think when you're first getting into music production, feeling like you need to learn music theory is a common concern that people have. So I hope that this series and the YouTube series kind of ease that feeling, that kind of tension a little bit. But remember, Hey Sample Pack's out now. Check out controlfreakclub.com. Check out the perks of becoming a member to Tetra's YouTube channel. And that's going to be it for today. I will see you guys in the live streams.